I'll tell you when. Holly is busy and worried about many things, which isn't anything new. Don't worry, I was going to start this homily this way anyways. When I got to Ascension, there were many questions, of course, but one of the questions, particularly from Holly, who has a particular interest, and if I would at any point during Mass say, you know, stop, you can't play that song. I reassured her that there's hardly any hymn or song or anything that's at least, you know, in the hymnal or church appropriate that I don't like or can't stand, except one. There's only one that I cannot abide by. And I said, just promise me you'll never play Mary, Did You Know? And she said, that won't be a problem. And I said, good, we're going to work just fine together. The problem with Mary, Did You Know? Is that it's totally heretical. So that's kind of a problem in and of itself. There's a mysterious final verse to Mary, Did You Know? That few actually know. It says, Mary, did you know that one day people will claim that you had amnesia and forgot that everything that the angel had told you? That's the problem, is that she did know. That's the answer. Yes, she did know. Mary, did you know? Yes, you did. Now, maybe she didn't know perfectly, but we believe that she must have known with her free will what the angel was asking of her. That we hear in our scripture today, a very minute detail that confirms that she wasn't already with the child Jesus when the angel appeared. The name Jesus had been mentioned, had been said, before she even conceived. That's how our gospel ends. Her fiat, Mary's acceptance and desire to follow God's will, is a free choice. And we can't really have a free choice if we don't at least have a bit of knowledge as to what that's going to entail. Now, of course, we don't have perfect knowledge, but we always have at least some knowledge of what that choice is going to lead to. So maybe she didn't know exactly all of the details, but I do believe that somewhere in Mary's heart, she did know this isn't going to go all that well. There's going to be a part of this that is going to hurt, and that's okay. Somehow, this mother, having said yes to receiving the gift of conceiving the child Jesus in her womb, was able to go and stand at the cross. She was able to go and witness that reality. And on some level, I think that's because she did know that not only was he the Son of God, not only would he die for our sins, but that's not the end of the story. She was able to stand there and endure that with him, knowing that that was not going to be the end. And so we must, I think, rely and repeat and go back to her knowledge that God does not make us a slave. Really, it's about freedom. And freedom for two individuals. Because there are a lot of misconceptions about, you know, when was it and how was it and exactly how it took place that Jesus was made perfectly man and perfectly God. And if it happened at any other time than at the moment of conception, then the divine would have to have taken hold of another being and said, it doesn't matter what you want to do anymore. We, God, are going to take over. That's a slave. Jesus was perfectly God and perfectly human from the very moment of conception. There was no enslaving something. Just in the same way, Mary had freedom. Mary had knowledge. Mary was never a slave. This is the celebration not only of the reality that she was the Mother of God, is the Mother of God, but that she freely chose to be the Mother of God. We have, as this celebration, the primordial celebration of Mary. If it wasn't for this celebration itself, there would be no reason to have any other celebration of Mary. It's her yes to being the Mother of God that allows for every other Marian celebration. And so we give great thanks today for her brave yes, the yes of a 14-year-old girl, to saying yes to what she must have known at some level to have been something that was going to cause her very great happiness, but also very deep sorrow. And isn't that the freedom that each and every one of us exercises when we say yes to one another? When a couple stands and says yes to one another in marriage, the good and the bad. When a family is open to children, given to them as a gift from God, they are saying yes to the good and the bad. The freedom to do that without knowing perfectly the outcome, but also knowing that God is with us in the midst of that. There is another song, a hymn. It's by Francesca Battistelli. It's what I refer to as the anti-Mary Did You Know, because it is her knowing. It speaks most eloquently about Mary looking into the eyes of her Creator, the eyes that before they took on flesh created her. She looks upon Him whom she has born in her own womb. I'll be honest, I won't cry now because I'm in full priest mode. But when I first heard this for the entire season of Christmas last year, I about bawled every time. It is that beautiful. So I invite you to close your eyes if you are comfortable, and we will listen to He's Here.
I'm staring into the face of
With faith deep in our hearts, let us stand to profess our one faith together.